This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. John Halford, the Penrose funeral home owner who passed off fake ashes and left scores of bodies to decay, has been sentenced to 40 years in state prison, CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
The judge said he wants the sentence to serve as a resounding message to others in the funeral home industry. The sentencing came after hours of emotional testimony from people describing the trauma of learning what had happened to their loved ones' bodies. Halford and his wife owned the Return to Nature Funeral Home, where investigators found nearly 200 decaying bodies. Evidence shows the couple used the money they collected from families to fund a lavish lifestyle. Halford has also been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison, which he'll serve after he leaves state custody. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers introduced a bill this week to help modernize the state's electrical grid. The Colorado Grid Optimization Act would require utilities like Xcel to make the grid more efficient. Colorado's expected to see a huge increase in a demand for electricity over the next 5 years, which is likely to drive up power bills. The bill's sponsors say it's cheaper and faster to improve existing power lines than to build new ones, which can take years. New forecasts confirm what many Coloradans already know. The state is in a severe snow drought. Early February had the lowest level of snowpack across the West since 2001. The headwaters of the Colorado River, especially dry. It's received just 2/3 of the usual precipitation since October. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.